Say hello to our next contestants, Julia Schultz and Lissa Mandel. All right, have you, either of you, ever borrowed something that you have never given back, Julia?
Oh my, well, I am a librarian.
Oh boy.
So I have to confess that one of my formative things was when I was in second grade or maybe first grade, and I went to a UU church, and I found this book in their library, and I read it, and I never returned it.
What's
to the
book? What is the book?
I can't even remember. But I felt guilty about the book all the way through until this day.
I absolve you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Whew, what a relief.
So yeah, it's good. It's okay. I didn't know that you had to take them out for a really long time. Lissa, how about you?
I borrowed my Northwestern tuition from my parents. And they are never getting that back.
Yeah. I think a lot of people borrowed something like that from someone else. Yes, I borrowed mine from the government. They haven't received that either. This round is called Something Borrowed. Many English words are called loan words because they are words borrowed from other languages. So we'll give you a clue with a language of origin and a literal English translation, and you tell us the familiar word. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
So if we said Japanese for empty orchestra, you might enjoy performing it in a bar with your friends. That would be karaoke.
Yep.
Yep. Yes, it is. Ring in when you know the answer. If you're amused by the misfortunes of others, you're experiencing this German word for damaged joy. Lissa.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah!
My favorite.
If your life feels like it's reached a dead end, your house may be located in one of these, French for bottom of the bag. Lissa.
Cul-de-sac?
Cul-de-sac, yeah! Make no mistake, this early form of a shotgun comes from the Dutch word for thunder gun. Julia.
Blunderbuss.
Blunderbuss is correct.
Whoa. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's like a boot cut firearm.
Nice. Appropriate for the 70s.
Yeah, really. It was a 70s fashion thing. This creature's name comes from the Afrikaans for earth pig, perhaps because it digs in the ground and makes a pig of itself, scarfing up ants and termites. Lissa.
Anteater?
No. Anteater is not borrowed from another language. Julia?
So it wouldn't be groundhog.
We can't do process of elimination, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Would you like to say groundhog?
Sure.
Groundhog is not correct.
Tapir.
We were thinking of hints like Cerberus is one of them.
Cerberus?
Or Arthur.
Mythological?
Cartoons.
Oh my god.
It's a aardvark.
Right, yes.
Oh. That. An extensive variety of tasty dishes or a wide range of choices metaphorically can be found on one of these from the Swedish for sandwich table. Julia.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord, wow. Yes. You thought Americans had big portions, right? A sandwich table. Sounds amazing. This Italian word for beverage means little hood, referring to the hood worn by a certain order of friars, presumably jittery, from drinking lots of espresso. Yeah. Italian word, little hood.
Lisa. I know this is French, but I'm going to say aperitif anyway.
Aperitif, that is lovely. Not correct, but I like it. Julie, would you like to...
Kalfie?
Nope, but...
Some deep pulls.
Yeah.
Some deep pulls.
The answer was cappuccino.
Oh. I know.
Now that's Italian.
That's Italian. Last clue. You might practice this ancient system of arranging your living space from the Chinese words for the elements wind, water. Julia.
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui is correct. Hey, puzzle guru Art Chung.
Hey, Ophir.
How did our contestants do?
They both did great. It was a close game, and Julia is our winner. Congratulations.
Coming up, we'll talk to our VIP writer, Neil Gaiman, about the dark corners of his imagination. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.
Just calling up my wall, hanging by a little thread.